solstice. Gather round the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
These mother cluckers are up to their old tricks in this Name That Tune episode with a twist. This one isn't a Mensa meeting, so get in a silly mindset. Are you ready for this one? And now, Lisa, Daryl, and Shelley.
What's up, my witches?
What's up, homie?
It's Witchy Wednesday, and we are here to entertain you, or at least give some sort of weak attempt. We are Good Witch, Bad Witch. We are your weekly podcast based on nothing.
No.
We pick a thing, we go for it, and then we talk about something else. That's what we do here.
This is the Good Witch, Bad Witch Seinfeld.
Indeed. First of all, I would like to introduce you to our Bad Witch, Lisa Brown.
Hi.
Today is going to be largely about her. It's the lion's share about her. Have you ever heard that expression?
I have not.
Man Witch, Daryl Brown, to my left, is going to be popping in with educated opinions and funny voices.
Ooh, yeah.
And I'm your good witch, Shelley Majors.
Who has information? So tell us what lion's share is.
Lion's share means the largest part.
Okay.
So if Lisa today is going to do the lion's share of the intro, it's mostly about her story, and it's a really interesting one, so I'm going to let you take it away.
Okay. Do you have anything else you want to add that you've been doing this week or anything before I just start chit-chatting?
Just wanted the Patreon and listeners to know I have been driving the speed limit.
Yes, perfect.
I am not an outlaw.
Where are you sitting with getting that permanent driver's license, Daryl?
Yeah, then we'll see.
Yeah, how are we doing on those plates?
I've got till August, so maybe that'll be one of our field trips. You guys can take me up to the driver's bureau.
Should we have a procrastination episode?
Yes, yeah. We should. Yeah,
definitely. All you have to do is the driving test.
Yeah.
Like drive.
Yeah.
You've taken the written test.
Yeah, I got to find some place to take that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, how about a DMV?
Is there businesses?
They don't do it.
It's like a simulator?
You hire a private person.
Oh.
Yeah.
You have to hire a private person to drive around.
Your 16-year-old teenager just got his license and you had to, hey, let me know where you get them.
With the cheapest places.
Yeah, that's one thing. Or just have a limo driver come over.
Yeah.
No, because then you'd have to drive the limo. That'd be hard to parallel park.
You'd get extra credit.
Would you?
Maybe.
You don't have to parallel park these days either.
How do you know? You haven't taken
it. It's just a drive. They didn't make my uncle. And this is another thing. It runs in the family. My uncle didn't get his license till like, 5 years ago?
Yeah, and he was like 69 something.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he didn't have to. The guy just made him drive around the block and came back and said, okay, there you go. You know what you're doing. And I'm like, hopefully I get that guy.
Yeah, he's a cool one. He's the guy that you call for community service. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, you know, you guys, I know... You know, and I know, we all know.
But do you know?
Right? That we've talked about this before, my plasma experience. So Shelley and I have been giving plasma. I'm on my 8th time. You're like behind me, right, Shel?
Uh-huh. No, yep. I just gave 8 on Tuesday.
Oh, lovely. So we're at the same. So mm-hmm. I think we both gave 8 on Tuesday. So, we went together, and I did her nails, and we went to lunch, and it was lovely. And then we went to the plasma place, and all hell broke loose for me. So, we're in line, and that was good, because we get to talk and just chit-chat and have a good time. Then, you do the screening. No, let me go back. You first have to take this test that is 25-30 questions.
Every time?
Every time. And you can do it beforehand online. We didn't have a chance because we kind of thought of it the last minute that we were going to go. So we just did it at the place. So we're at the little kiosk. We do our questions. Yay, woohoo, standing in line. Then you go to the screening process. At the screening process, they take your weight. Then they poke you with a little poker. They take your blood.
They do your blood pressure. They check your hematocrits.
They check how hydrated or dehydrated you are. Yep. They do your temperature. It's a thing. It's a long process.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go and you stand in this other line and then you wait to go into the room to actually sit at a machine. Well, somehow I got about 3 people ahead of Shelley, even though we were... next to each other.
Neck and neck, yeah.
Yeah, which is, it's fine. It's no big deal, but it just kind of happened that way. So
I had tummy trouble. I went to the bathroom. That's what it was.
Oh. No, but you were right behind me before the screening. I think the other screeners were just taking longer.
You're right. I didn't need to mention poop at all.
No.
Shelly and her butt stuff. Always got to be butt stuff.
We had just eaten. Yeah. So, but I think that the other processors were going faster, and the girl that was doing me and Shelly, whom I love. She's like my favorite. Her name is Sarah.
Yep.
And she's very, very sweet, but she talks to us a little bit more.
Yeah.
And she's interesting. And so I think she took a little bit longer because the other people are just like in and out and in and out. Doesn't really matter. Anyways, we're a little ways. So I sit down before her and they always ask you, what's your last four of your social security? I tell them your name, Lisa Brown, date of birth, whatever it is. And just in case somebody's going to steal my identity.
Exactly. You do a fingerprint. Yeah. There's biometrics.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, okay. So he gets out all the stuff, you have to put a cuff on your arm. He puts the cuff on my arm, goes to poke me, and something happens. And then he bends down and looks at the machine and then gets into the machine and starts like cranking on the machine, which makes me a little uncomfortable. And then he looks at me and he goes, can you please move down to 4? Because I think I was at 2. And I was like, sure.
Different machine.
So I go and I sit at 4 and I get all back in and stuff. And he comes over and he says, what is your social security number? What is your name? What is your birthday? Here's your cuff. We're going to poke you. Oh, oops. I'm sorry, what? Yeah, we erased all of your stuff. You have to go back through everything.
Shut the front door.
And listener, I got to tell you, 9 times out of 10, before you even sit down to give the plasma, we were there for probably 45 minutes.
Right.
The whole thing's like a 2-hour affair, generally.
Mm-hmm. And when people tell you it's 30 to 40 minutes, they're full of shit, is the thing.
There's a lot of prep.
Yeah. So I'm like, do I have to go back and stand in the line again? And everybody's like, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. So they give me to this lady who then doesn't know. So she goes, you need to go back to the kiosk and refill out the questionnaire.
Jesus.
So I go to the kiosk and the kiosk is like, no, bitch, you already filled this out.
I know.
And I'm like, excuse me, that's what they told me I had to do. So then I go back and find the lady, and I'm like, hey, it says that I don't have to do the questionnaire. What do I do? And she's like, well, I'm going to take you right to one of the screeners, which I'm like, great, because I've already fucking done this. Like, exactly. I think I should get an extra bonus. And
for sure. And don't act like you're doing me a favor because your system is flawed.
And I was like, right. So she sets me back with, or she sits me at the front of the line. The screener calls me. It's Sarah again, which is nice because I like her.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of calmed me down because I'm at like maximum level right at this point. So my machine broke, had to go back, get screened again, which means she takes another finger prick. So she pricks my finger again to redo, because we have to redo every fucking thing we did. And she...
Sorry, I got to interrupt. Mm-hmm. Lisa's texting me this whole time. I'm already hooked up. I'm giving plasma like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, hey, interesting thought. After 20 minutes, I've gained a pound somehow.
Yeah. So I had to weigh myself,
blood
and I gained
pressure.
A pound in that time. My blood pressure went up, so I had to wait so they could redo it. I'm not kidding you. She's like, your blood pressure went up. Would you like to sit for 15 minutes, or would you like to just breathe?
Do you want to see high blood pressure, bitch? And
make
you know why
sit.
You gained another pound? It's all rage.
Yes.
It has a weight.
I'm carrying my rage right here.
So I'm like, I will just do yoga. So I sat there and breathed. Because she goes, I can only take your blood pressure twice, and then we have to defer you for a time. And I'm like...
This place, I tell you.
So, she takes my blood pressure. It's okay. At the second time she took it, because I yoga'd. I downward dogged. So then she pricks my finger. And I don't know if she was nervous, because she knew how freaking pissed I was, but she squeezed it, and blood spewed everywhere. On her face, on her shirt.
Oh, next she's going to say, oh my God, it's a biohazard. We got to shut the place down. I don't know what you got.
It was like
Carrie.
It was a geyser coming out of my prick of my finger. So she had to completely change, strip down.
No.
No, bio, yes, it's a biohazard. Clean her mask. And she goes, that's why we wear these masks, in case that happens.
Could
Even
you imagine?
Her name tag was spewed with blood.
What in God's tarnation? You were really boiling.
Apparently.
Jesus.
There's more. So then Shelley knows this. Daryl has not heard this yet. So I get, then they luckily give me to the front of the line of the second line. I go there. They get me to sit down. I sit down. They hook me up. The girl, the...
Sarah?
No, this is another one. What is
phlebotomist.
She? Phlebotomist was actually very good. She was the fastest and least pokey I've ever had. Wonderful little darling. Don't know her name.
Red hair?
Yeah, well, short hair. Not okay. red, but yeah, she's cute. Anyway, okay. It doesn't matter. So I'm sitting there. Okay, and when your cuff tightens, you have to pump. And so I had bought Shelley and I these new little squishy things.
Yeah, they're cute.
Yeah, little octopuses. And they really, really help.
Yes.
And stuff. So I'm squishing my octopus, and all of a sudden... all this water starts pouring what I think is out of my arm. And so I look, and I'm like, I broke my fucking squishy. Okay, no, I didn't. My freaking vein thing is spewing the saline solution everywhere.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So I'm like, excuse me, should this be happening? And they were like... oh, yeah, I think you're just a little leaky.
You pumped a little much.
You're just a little leaky.
Yeah, it's just water. It's just the saline. It's fine. So that on top of everything else. So they clean that up.
Can anybody take responsibility?
Well, that's the thing that was funny. When the machine broke and the guy goes, oops, he said, this is above me and above my position, and I'm really, really sorry, but we're going to have to start you over from the beginning again. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm sorry. If my mom listens to this, I'm sorry I'm fucking so much, but I was so irritated. Okay.
That makes it better.
So that's the end of the bad plasma thing, but let me just kind of go on a little bit to my Walgreens experience afterwards. So I needed to get some money off of my plasma card. Shelley has done it before. Apparently, if you go to Walgreens, you don't have to pay any kind of percentage on it. So I was going to go right across the street to the Walgreens to the ATM. Little known fact about Lisa is that I've never used an ATM machine before. I know that sounds crazy, but it's a thing. So I had asked Shelley if she would go with me, but now she's about 6 hours ahead of me, so I didn't want to make her have to stay.
I was waiting in my car. I would have waited for
she
you.
She was going to, and that's very, very sweet, but I didn't want to take out my aggression on her, and I said, just go. I'm a big girl. I got the panties on. I can do it. So I go to Walgreens, because I have my big girl panties on, and I'm an adult, and I can do this. So I put in my card, and it says that my card won't read. So I take it out again, and I kind of do the whole thing where when you're on a touch screen, you just go blam, 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 like that, because you think that you messed it up. And it was like, okay, put in your card. And I was like, I just did, but I'll do it again. And so I put in my card, and it says your card doesn't work.
Do you do that thing where you like put it in one way, and then flip it over, and then...
And then reread it. Yeah. Well, then I read it a million times, and I was like, maybe I have it in wrong. And I look, no, I don't have it in wrong, blah, blah, blah. So there's this really nice young gentleman behind the counter. And I said, is this broken or am I doing... Because I'm like, it has to be me error, right? Because I've never done this before. So I was like, I'm really sorry, but can you help me with this? And he's like, absolutely. So he comes over and he's putting in my card, taking it out, putting it in, taking it out. He goes, I've seen people use these cards before. And I was like, yeah. And my friend did. And he's like, yeah, I don't know what's happening. You're going to have to go to another Walgreens.
Hmm. Nothing is going right for you.
No. And then by this time, I needed to go to the bank, didn't have the money to put into the bank, and also the bank is closed. So there's that.
We got there at 2:00. This is like 5:00 now.
It was, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, young sir, thank you for your help. I look down, and there's a $20 bill in the the tray at the ATM.
It's a consolation prize from heaven.
And I said, oh God, somebody left their 20. And so I grabbed it and the kid goes, looks like you just got, at least you got $20. And I said, no, we got $20. So I got into my purse and I gave him 10 because I thought that that was only nice because he helped me and maybe good karma will come to me.
You're an angel.
Thank you. I'm not trying to get like props, but that it did happen. And I did I was like, that was it. So long story short, on a three-hour
tour,
when I could have just worked for 3 hours.
Could have worked there, Ginger.
I made three times as much.
Yeah, I made $10. And there you go.
You did make $47 plasma, eventually.
Yeah, I made money with plasma, too. And do you only make 47?
Well, the first day of the week, and then if I go again, it's 65.
Okay.
And then after the fifth one of that month, then they add $10.
Okay, because I'm heavier than you, so I get 50 instead of 47.
Oh, man, bring on the snack.
$3, right? Next time you go, Shelly's going to be like...
Well, I gained a pound.
We're going to all you can eat buffet today.
You're making me feel so skinny and poor.
So, anyways, that is my great plasma story.
That's nuts.
I've been bucked. $47?
Yeah, because you're skinny. That's what you get, skinny bitch.
Well, that's good that you found that money.
Yeah.
Dad had me think of a story, too, when me and Paul, the tech witch, we went out to lunch the other day, and we were coming back, and I needed to run over to Walmart real quick, so he ran me to Walmart. And I looked, as we're driving by, I see this something rolling.
Uh-huh.
I told Paul, stop, there's some money right there. So
where were you at, in the middle of the street or in the parking lot?
Right in the parking lot, the back part of a Walmart. He's like, what? And I go, just stop. I said, there's some money. So I jump out and I run over and I pick it up. I found $1.
Oh, hell yeah.
Paul goes, it could have fentanyl on it. Throw that away.
Not only that, but that's the luckiest thing that ever happened to you in that parking lot.
I know. I'm surprised I didn't get bum rushed by a bunch of bums around there. $1.
My dollar. Yeah.
But he's like, funny. He goes, all that for $1? I'm like, you never know. It could have been a $100 bill.
True.
Yeah.
Because we were walking out of the night we went to go see Marilyn Manson.
Uh-huh.
We were walking out of the Pepsi Center. I looked down and I put my foot down on it, and I it was windy too, huh? And mm-hmm. I put my foot down. I picked up $100 bill.
Damn.
Caden was so mad.
And it was real?
Yeah.
Wow.
And Caden goes, that should have been mine. I go, got to look on the floor, buddy.
You'll always look down.
You got to keep your eyes peeled. You'll never know what you're going to find. So, yeah.
Well, before we get to the meat, I want to touch on a couple things that we're going to talk about in later shows. Lisa, mm-hmm. you're going to a gifted show this Friday, right?
Yes,
Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah.
And so you'll have to tell us about that in a later show. We're also, just to remind you guys, we're in the Summer of Discovery. A couple shows ago, we talked about all these new things we're going to try and some of the things we're going to ask the Patreon to come along with. So sign up for that and you'll get into our secret cult.
Club!
Yeah. I mean club!
Yes, and we ate at the... Shelley brought Black Box Bakery today. Mm-hmm. We ate two of the same, but we ate two of the three different kinds she brought so far, and they were goddamn
yummy,
delicious.
Yummy, yummy.
Yep, there was a Reuben croissant, we got an almond croissant, and then we haven't tried the lavender blueberry yet.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
But
so
they're
good.
So nice over there. If you get a chance, go to that. The Black Box Bakery. It's at the Public. It's like a really fancy hipster food court, but everybody's super nice.
Awesome. And we'll come back then with the meat.
Meet
Discover.
Fellow witches, thank you for sticking with us after that long rant about plasma and following us to the meat. This is one of my shows, and it's a game show, which is my forte. They say that I'm really good at it. This may...
Who's they?
They, everyone.
She's a regular Don Pardo or whatever his name.
I am a Chuck Woolery.
Yes, you are.
Two and two, baby.
Yeah. So this
more
might
like
be
Chuck
my...
from the Gong
this
Show.
Is, yeah. This is either going to be... This could be my demise, or this could be my best ever.
Okay.
So here's the thing. First one I need to start out with is... I bought Daryl a present for his birthday, which is this coming up June 8th, which we're going to be after because podcasting time is different than real time.
Yep.
But anyways, I haven't given his birthday present yet, so this is something he asked for. So I'm going to give him that first because that's going to play into our game.
We're on video. You're giving
showed,
him a
I was going to say, this is going to be shown on video?
Yeah, and it's in a beautiful wrapping.
Wow.
Yeah.
You did get me the rabbit.
So you go ahead and open that.
This is
for
something,
your birthday.
This is something I really asked for.
You did.
Oh, no.
What is it? It squeaks.
It's a rubber chicken.
You gave him a dog toy.
I gave... No, no.
Look at... Did you?
Look at her. Uh-oh.
Fiona is very interested.
So Daryl wanted a rubber chicken because we saw online this guy doing a bunch of
songs.
Only using a rubber chicken.
I like where you're going with this.
Okay. So what we're going to do is each one of us, this is how this game works. Are you paying attention?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Each one of us is going to use the rubber chicken.
Oh, it's not as
chicken.
Good as that one.
Well,
you use your words
you
and I'll
for.
Use my ears.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to use our rubber chicken to sing a song.
Okay. But without our mouths.
But without our mouths.
Okay.
If... You can guess it mm-hmm. with the rubber chicken. The guesser gets 2 points and the chicken holder gets 2 points.
Okay.
If nobody can guess it, we're going to cluck along with the chicken.
Ooh.
Oh.
And then...
Oh, you're going to make it like your own.
Well, you still sing the same song.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
With the chicken, but then the guesser and the performer, chicken performer, gets 1 point instead.
Okay, but we can't use English words. We have to be like, cluck, 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 cluck.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Exactly.
I'm with you.
Who would like to go first?
Ooh, me.
Okay.
Here you
think
go.
Think about that for Look. A
okay.
second.
Lisa, do you want to, oh my gosh, that is a very phallic chicken mouth.
I know.
She is. Yep. Mm-hmm. Where did you get this from, an adult bookstore?
No.
Okay.
No.
I got it from a very, very expensive website that only boutique people and chicken lovers can buy from.
Okay. Video. This is a really kind of randy chicken.
Yes.
I'm going to go when you say two. Are you doing the point system?
We are.
Okay.
Yes. Two. Remember, I said 2 and 1 points.
Yes, but are you keeping track?
I am keeping track.
Oh, of course
Thank
she
you.
Is.
You're mm-hmm. very good at that.
And we just yell it out.
Okay.
Instead
okay.
of doing a buzzer.
Okay, say when.
Okay.
When?
Ren.
Yep. Jingle bells?
There's not a lot of tonal change.
No. Because the one that he has, because he'll squeeze it and he goes, wah, wah.
Maybe you're not squeezing it right.
No,
it's
not
it
that
great.
That's like a, seriously, like a dog toy.
Okay, so now I'm going to, can I cluck along?
Yes.
Because I'll have notes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, you
yes.
guys
you
ready?
You do it, you mother mm-hmm. clucker.
We're doing it together. It's
okay.
a duet with me and Chicken
okay.
McChickerson.
Yeah.
Cluck, 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 cluck. Clack, 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 clack,
oh, clack, clack, clack,
clack. I'm so surprised it took you that long. I'm really good at this.
I knew it.
I think that me and Shelly get a point because star doesn't work. That's not the name of the song.
I trust the points keeper.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Are we going clockwise?
We
or
are
counter?
Going clockwise.
Clockwise.
Counterclockwise. Oh, Daryl
right.
is next.
This
All
is
right.
going to be rough.
All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Oh, why am I getting
You're
stretched?
Not, yeah, you got to
okay,
do him
on.
First by himself.
Okay. Crazy Train.
Yes!
Woo!
I thought it was Crazy Train, too. Good job, guys.
That was good clucking.
See, I told you
I'm
you could do it.
I'm a little mother clucker.
I'm like, I knew you could do it.
Lisa, you think of the best game.
Oh, there it's doing it.
Oh, I wasn't squeezing it right?
You were squeezing the front.
Oh.
But, you know, got to get him a little.
Oh,
I'd like Daryl to say, I'm sorry for saying that you bought the wrong chicken.
Well, you did, but it's fine.
Somebody can't take accountability.
You got the one that looks like maybe from Timu.
I think you looking a gift cluck in the mouth.
A good cluck in the mouth?
In the beak.
Okay, go ahead, Leek.
This was going to be for you, but no more. Okay, that was a visual, guys.
Woo!
All right. Okay.
All right.
Ready?
Yes. I think she's going to have to cluck.
I think she is. Because that's a hard clucker to figure out.
All right.
I think I'm clucking stumped.
Wait. I need more.
Okay.
Look at it.
Cluck, cluck, cluck,
one way or the other. Blondie. Yes.
What is it?
Blondie, one way or the other.
Oh, way to go, one way or the other.
I think you just had to cluck louder.
You had to get a little bit of rock and some punk in there.
Yes, it was sexier. You're good at this. You both are.
Okay.
Okay. let me pick one from my pile here. Okay, all right. I'm not doing it right. Sides?
Yeah, that's all I did with sides.
And in and out, yeah, and out like that.
Can we get some clucking with that?
Yeah. I'm a bad squeezer.
I'd like a side of cluck, please.
Okay, I'm ready. I'll clear my clucker.
You're rich, girl, but you've gone too far.
Yes.
Good job.
Yes.
Oh, you clucking up, man.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you really got to cluck from the bells.
Yeah. That is clucking adorable.
Thanks. Good job, Daryl.
Okay, let me see here. Okay. Yep. Let's.
I really want to watch this video later. I hardly ever say that.
Okay, I'm gonna go. Yeah, I'm gonna go with that one.
Okay. Do it again, because I think I almost got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh man, now.
Oh shoot.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. Nope, no. You're going to have to cluck.
Let's cluck it.
I'm closing my eyes because that helps.
Oh.
Cluck a cluck, cluck a cluck, a cluck a cluck. Cluck a cluck a cluck, a cluck a cluck.
Boys in the hood are always hard.
Yes!
Wow.
You are one hard mother clucker over there.
Yes. Oh my goodness gracious sakes alive, as my grandma used to say.
So good at chicken songs.
Oh my goodness. Mm.
Good job, Daryl.
Thank you.
I have one way or another stuck in my head. So
it's such a great song.
I'm just getting, given. Yeah,
I love Blondie. Has anybody ever seen her live?
I have not.
She was just coming.
Yeah. I think she was, they were at
the Mission.
Brew Dogs or whatever. They were giving away tickets, but we didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, Nards.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
All right.
Flintstones. Oh.
Nope.
It sounded Flintstone-y, huh?
It did sound Flintstone-y. Okay. I think we're going to need some clucking.
We need some clucking with that. Okay.
Here we go. Clucking. Cluck, 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 cluck. Cluck, 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 cluck.
Living After Midnight.
Yeah.
Nice.
Living After Midnight. Even Judas Priest
clucking
chicken.
Till the dawn.
Clucking till the morning. Now I'm grown. I'm gone.
You better run, breaking the law.
I cluck my ass up through the morning. Cluckin'.
Morning.
Cluckin'.
These are great musical choices.
Oh, my goodness. You.
Wow.
I don't know if we can ever catch up, Daryl. Shelly is clucking our ass.
Oh, that's good.
Another round?
Yeah,
we got time. All right. Yeah. I got songs if you got the time.
Well, we got clucks.
I got the cluck.
All right. You ready? I'm terrible at this.
She's a shitty clucker.
I am.
Mm.
Mm-mm.
I I got no clucking clue.
No.
All right.
I'm sorry.
I'm better at the verbally.
Yeah.
All right. You ready?
Okay. Yes. Cluck, 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 cluck.
I got friends in small places, low places.
And small places if you have traps.
Well, damn. Yes, I'll take that one off my list.
Did you have that?
Yes, I did.
That's weird.
Remember, I told you I picked one from each genre?
That was your genre.
That was my my country right there.
Sorry, dude. Think of another country
one.
It sounded like a Broadway musical to me.
I've got friends in the lowest places.
Okay.
You got another one?
Yeah, I'm excited. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, come on, cluck it up.
Did I break it?
Uh-uh.
Space!
I'm all concentrating. I wish you could, because the other one goes, but...
Okay, we're going to have to buy a better chicken.
Okay, you ready? Yeah, for the next
cluck.
We're
going to have to buy a bigger boat and a better chicken.
Okay, you ready?
It's not the knock.
Okay, hold on.
That was amazing. I don't know what it is, but that was amazing.
It's one of your most favorites.
Keep going.
It's a Sarah McLachlan, The Eyes of an Angel?
No.
If you are not a Patreon member, sign up immediately to watch the videos of every episode, because that was amazing.
It's come to my window.
Oh, I didn't get that.
I'll be home soon.
Oh. You get 2 points taken away. No, I'm just kidding.
I stumped you. I should get four. Jesus.
She's stumped.
I'm just joking. He got very, very angry at me.
It's all going to be okay.
Are you putting your face into this? You're not. I am. I'm making it very theatrical.
He got into character.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
All righty.
All right. Here we go. Are you guys listening?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Another one bites the dust? Cluck. Cluck.
That's a good guess.
Okay.
Yes, please. Proud to be an American, the song you hate, Lee Greenwood.
Yes.
Yes.
Yay. That was three apiece.
That was really hard on you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I think we should do one more round.
Okay.
Can we do one more round?
One more round.
Okay.
There you go, chicken head.
Good job, Lee. And then I'm going to... Yep. Never mind.
Okay.
Me, cluckety cluck, cluck. All right. Nope, I'm going to start over. He was just warming up.
Confused.
He's called clucking wrong.
He was warming up.
Okay.
God. The chicken dance?
Nope.
No.
Are you ready for some clucking?
Yeah.
Yes.
What did you just say?
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
Like so. Cluck, 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 cluck.
Come on, Eileen.
Cluck,
on Eileen.
Oh, man.
Cluck on me.
You guys are amazing. I am in chicken awe.
Chicken awe.
That's caw.
It's like
you.
A chicken hawk.
Yeah.
Chicken awe.
Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Got to get it in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's a good one. Okay, ready?
Yeah, cluck it up, baby.
Cluck! 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 Cluck!
No?
I'm so sorry.
Hold on, ready?
Cluck! Cluck! Cluck, 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 cluck,
Shout! Shout!
Is it Molly Crew?
Let it all out!
No.
No? No. Not Tears for Fears?
I believe them bones are me.
That is Alice not highly
cluck, come
cluck,
on.
Cluck, cluck,
them
cluck,
bones
cluck,
by Alice in Chains.
Alice in Chains.
Disqualified.
Oh, I think not. Look, he's so excited.
It's a great video, but I think it should be disqualified.
I'm with you.
Right.
High five.
High five.
To a nutritious lunch. okay.
All right, Lika.
I think I'm getting clucked in this game, by the way.
Okay. Okay,
ooh.
Sorry.
It's tough, huh?
Yeah, well, because I didn't have it written down.
Yeah. The choreography is fucking good.
No, the choreography is great.
Okay.
Okay, so... Cluck, 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 cluck,
we had a Klan rally or what?
Oh, no. That's not how they sound. Not that I would know.
No.
One more time?
Yeah, come on, give it to us.
That was amazing.
Wow, you stumped us.
So you make me want to shout. Shout.
Oh, that was great. You even did chicken choreography.
I did.
Nice.
I think we're good.
We're
right?
good.
Four piece. That's our meat.
We are done. Yes. We were totally got our clucks kicked by Shelly, who got 9 points.
Mm-hmm. I got robbed.
Daryl was in the second place at 5. And I was at a disappointing 4.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But you were a great thinker-upper of the game. And then the purchaser of chickens, which is your Native American name.
I'm going to have to find the videos for Lisa to put up on Patreon or whatever of the guy that does the actual stuff.
Yeah.
They are just...
They are really funny.
Oh, I bet they're so funny.
My chicken paled in comparison.
He has like a chicken doing it, and then he has like a rubber ducky come on in, and he's got this frog. They all three make different sounds.
I love that.
Yeah. We'll work on
it. It's
guys.
On Instagram.
We don't try.
No,
ever.
But
we'll get
we got you
there.
We will.
Yeah. We'll be back with what you're talking about.
Pause.
Yes.
Welcome back, everybody. Well, that was silly and a lot of fun. You got to check out the video that's coming out later. Daryl and Lisa are really, they have so many gifts, so many skills.
Oh, we're special, all right.
Yeah. Yep.
We do this at home when you're not around.
Yeah. Right. Well, we practice. That's why we're so good.
We should actually sell the game so our fans can play along at home as well.
Yeah.
Say,
yeah.
Hey. Do the chicken game.
Yeah, I'll make you up one. If you want one, let me know and I'll make up one. I can do that. I will sell for $9.99.
She is quite the entrepreneur.
I am.
Silly girl.
Everybody can have their own chicken game.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've come to the part of the program where we talk about things that are silly news stories. They could be serious. They could be things that are happening in our lives. But who wants to go first?
Mine's real short, so
okay.
I'll go.
Which you talking about?
Well, I'm really excited about this because I sent you guys a little info on this earlier today.
Uh-oh. But was folks, I supposed to read something?
No. This is just totally cool. Guys, I am so excited. Look for June 13th. That's on June 13th on Hulu. There's going to be a documentary coming out about the Brat Pack reunion.
Cool.
Yeah.
I love those guys.
And,
super neat.
What's his name? Andrew McCarthy?
Yeah.
He is the one that chases everybody down.
Okay.
And says, do you want to do this? Did you want to be a part of it? There's people that didn't want to be a part of the Brat Pack that were a part of the Brat Pack. Because they were like, that's, we don't. And then there's guys like John Cryer, who wasn't part of the Brat Pack, who wanted to be part of the Brat Pack.
Yeah, sure. You know,
it was making them famous and everything. So it's cool. The people that he tracks down, I mean, he calls all the stars from St. Elmo's Fire, mm-hmm. and then the ones from, what was the
Breakfast
the
Club?
Breakfast Club, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, so he's getting a hold of those guys and everything, but it's so funny because the people that jump on, I mean, I think, what's his name? Rob Lowe. I mean, uh-huh. he was like, you know, this is, he goes, do you have anything bad to say about it? He goes, what would be bad to say about it?
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And then the others are kind of like, I don't know. So remember, that's on June 13th on Hulu, and it's a little documentary about the Brat Pack. And I think it's going to be incredible. I love all those people.
Me too. What do you think the criteria was for that? Like, you had to be in a John Hughes movie, or it just seemed like...
I haven't seen it. Obviously, it's not out yet. But I think it was just who got picked, because Demi Moore was actually only in one of those movies.
Just St. Elmo's Fire, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
But she was dating Emilio for a while.
Yes.
So she got kind of glued in there.
Possibly.
Did it seem kind of orchestrated, like a boy band thing? Like, we're going to pick...
Maybe. I'm looking forward to seeing that, because I know too. That she wasn't wanting to be in the Brat Pack, but she somehow got in there when she really didn't do a lot of John Hughes movies.
See, and I think the same thing. I don't think Molly Ringwald wanted to be a part of it either. So, like I said, we'll have to check that out and stuff.
Yeah,
what a gateway to fame for somebody.
Molly Ringwald was in so many John Hughes.
What day is the 13th of June?
That's a good
thing. It's
a Thursday.
It's a
Thursday.
Yeah. So, are you telling me that Demi Moore was just happy being Jackie Templeton on General Hospital?
This is way after Jackie. I think she tried to leave that behind, too.
I see.
Yeah.
She was trying to make a whole new...
Trying to be more serious.
She was a serious journalist on the show.
But that's why she played such a dramatic part in St. Elmo's Fire. Right. She's like, let me show you my acting chops.
With her step monster.
My step monster, yeah.
That's mm-hmm. right. Yeah, what a troubled soul she played in that.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah,
they were some sexy motherfuckers, am I right?
Yeah, they were, for sure.
Yeah.
Wow, cool. Thanks for the heads up.
So, yeah, I did. I sent it to you guys on Messenger.
Oh,
so okay. There's a little commercial with it.
Okay,
so it
like gives a trailer.
It gives you a little bit more info. But yeah, so
I would love the inside scoop.
Yes, I think it'll be a good one. Popcorn and beers at my house.
Perfect. Okay, who is your favorite Brat Packer, male and female?
Judd.
Jay Nelson?
I think he was good in everything he was in. Yeah. I just liked him. Boogula, boogula, boogula.
Yes.
I loved him. Of course, you know, Emilio Estevez, he was always a great... It's hard, you know, because I liked them all.
Yeah.
You know.
I liked Ally Sheedy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she was great.
That character or the actress or both?
Both. Uh-huh. I think I
What's your poison?
Vodka.
Lots of it.
And then you always had to have the crush on Rob Lowe, right?
Duh.
Again, only in that one movie.
Again, only in The Outsiders, which had nothing to do with the Brat Pack.
No.
That was like the hummina pack.
Yeah.
You know, I liked him in St. Elmo's Fire because his character... somewhat kind of, I could relate to it.
Yeah.
Long hair musician.
Hot. Well, and then I mean, going back, I was one of those guys, I didn't want to get out of high school. I liked it so much, and I think he was that same way. He didn't want to get out of college because that was the other party.
Kind of a Peter Pan situation.
The guys, he goes back to his college, and they're like, right on, well, we could use some good drugs around here. And that's all, you know, like, that's all he was good for.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of.
Did you have a hoop earring?
And play the saxophone.
I wish, man. Wouldn't that have been hot?
Then it would have. Right now, not so much.
Again, you can join the Patreon. Watch the video. Oh, my God. He's playing air sax.
Air sax.
Okay. I could go next or last. Okay. It doesn't matter.
Go ahead. Is
it. Okay. So I'm going back to my standby, Nice News, which I love. And I'm not trying to step on Lisa's tail because she normally does animals in the WOW. She doesn't really do animals. Animals is her area of expertise. But these guys are so damn cute. And when I read this article, I just couldn't help it. So there is a small fox species endemic to California's Channel Islands. They're about the size of a house cat. They're a keystone species, meaning it's vital to the balance of the local ecosystem. Well, Kevin Costner hosts and narrates this documentary about all of the Channel Islands. Well, these little foxes are so damn cute, and I'm going to send you guys a video on them. But the National Park Service saved them because all of these things were going on beyond their control in an ecosystem. And I'm kind of conflicted, and maybe you guys are too. But sometimes Mother Nature knows best, right? And mm-hmm. you kind of like got to let nature, you know, how cocky are we to say that we need to fix an ecosystem or whatever? And who knows what's going to happen with all the wolves coming down and people are going to lose their dogs, yada, yada, yada.
Well, but also, we could have been the ones that could have messed up the ecosystem.
100%.
Yeah, and it's most likely. Their normal area.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So I think it's pretty presumptuous of us to try to change things sometimes. But anyway, they're trying to change or to save this cute little fox. I think there was one year that there were only 12 of them in the whole world. Well, now they're bringing them back. The feral pigs were eating all the shrubbery, and that was the little foxes. Those are camouflage.
Yeah, they're
so then all
place,
the predators were getting the little foxes, and then they were dying out.
And then we eat the pigs. Is that really it, what it is?
Kinda.
We eat the pigs, and it's great. Bacon!
Well, they're trying to balance it out.
Okay.
So they are doing controlled... breeding, I guess it would be, like, where you put, hey, you're a girl, you're a guy, you guys have things in common.
Chill together.
Here's some champagne. Yeah. What could happen?
Right.
And they put them in a controlled environment. And now there's more foxes, as it turns out.
Right.
But anyway, they're very important to that ecosystem because they are the only carnivores, and there is a balance there, et cetera, et cetera. But when I send you guys this video, you'll go, oh, and then you'll go, ee. And they go, oh, they are so precious, and they are playful, and everybody deserves a place on God's green earth. Amen. Bye.
Oh, bye. That's really sweet.
Thanks.
Okay, so mine is not as sweet. No, just kidding. Well, it's really not. So I was flipping through Instagram, and I saw Taryn Newell, who's my bestie.
Yes.
And she is the girl who took down Dirty John. We've talked about this before in other podcasts. She was doing an Instagram. And she said that she was going to be at the True Crime and Paranormal Festival in Denver on July 12th through 14th. And it is a true crime podcast festival too.
Ooh.
Where they have all of the true crime podcasters there. And so I looked it up and I was like, that would be really fun. I can't go for 3 days, but I could probably go on a Sunday. And I think that would be really fun for all of us to do. Well, as it turns out, you can only buy a 3-day ticket for $219 a piece.
What?
For a standard ticket.
Oh.
VIP ticket
That's a crime.
It's a crime, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is $279. There's no refunds.
Uh-uh.
And the only good true crime podcast, well, actually, I don't know if they're good. There may be amazing ones. The only two that I've heard of are Generation Y and Wine and Crime.
Oh.
And which I don't love anyways.
Uh-uh.
And stuff. So,
wine and crying?
And crime.
Oh,
driving and crying? The 80s rock band?
I thought it was wine and crying. I'm like,
whining
it all kind of goes hand in hand.
Why are you
about
me?
Fire.
I'm so sad.
I'm so sad that I got murdered.
Death.
It sucks.
Death.
Okay. Suck it up, buddy.
Rip. Wine and Crime.
Yes.
Wine and... Okay.
And Generation Y, which I've actually listened to Generation Y, and why did I? I don't know.
You maybe had so much too much wine.
Maybe. So anyways, I will be not going to that festival or the podcasting or the paranormal part of it. Any part of that won't be there.
Won't be
there. Now you know.
Yep, and now you know. And unless they wanted to give us free tickets and we can assess it for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe our friends in Ghana can spread the word.
Yeah, so Kuwait people, let the Denver people know that we'd like to go to that. And maybe, like... they get more people to go if they let us go for free.
Hey, sponsor meth.
Right. Sponsor meth.
What have you done for us lately?
Right.
But keep us up.
Perfect. That's all. We'll be back with our wow.
Thanks, Lise.
Good.
Of course.
Now, ladies, it's time for the Cosmic Seeker of Love. He's more than just a mule, and he ain't no sloppy Joe. Oh yeah, he's the man witch. Oh yeah.
Wow! 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 Wow!
It's time for the wow, folks.
He laughed at himself. He just got too much chuckle out of that.
They had too much pressure on me. They're all, he's going to do a good one. And they're looking at me. So I'm like, oh, what wow. Just wow.
Oh.
Chicken wow.
Chicken wow.
Chicken wow. Chicken wow wow.
Chicken wow wow.
That's right. It's chicken wow wow. It's wow. It's our favorite time of the day to become one of our fan favorites. Everybody likes these because we get to do our own little genre of what our specialty is.
Uh-huh.
So who would like to go first today?
I can go first since I went last.
Okay.
So mine is usually something that it's about animals, and it's usually something that is inspiring or cute,
mm-hmm.
or about
near to your heart.
Yeah, near to my heart. Maybe it's like something that you should do for your dog or your animal or whatever. This one is none of those.
Oh.
So this is a story that I'm going to tell, a little story about a duck.
I love ducks.
Fucking ducks.
So, if you are a regular listener to the Good Witch, Bad Witch podcast, you will already know that I am deathly.
Oh, God.
Deathly afraid of dead
birds.
Now, I do not like live birds, but they are better than dead birds. But live birds are almost as bad, but they're gross and I don't like them. But anyways, okay, so I don't know. Well, actually, if you go back to one of our earlier episodes, I do explain why I don't like birds, dead birds, as the case may be. Anyways, so fast forward my life to my grandson's graduation. We were waiting for him. He had graduated already, and all the people are outside waiting for their graduate to come out and take pictures with all the grandparents and the cousins and the people and their parents and all that stuff. So he finally came out, and by the time he came out, there was a billion people in this, like, grassy area in front of the CU Event Center. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
And so his other grandma was like, hey, why don't we go back over here? Deeper into the park so that we don't have all these people in the background of all these pictures. And I was like, that is a great idea because I was kind of thinking the same thing. So Daryl and I were first, and Daryl grabs my hand and he's like, okay, follow us. So we're walking, and all of a sudden he says, don't look, don't look, don't look, don't look to me.
I go, don't look down, do not look down.
Which just gave me permission to look down. And so I did that, and there was a freaking dead duck.
A full dead duck.
A full dead duck. No,
but not a full one.
It had no head.
Ooh.
Laying in the grass. So
breast up.
Dressed in a cap and gown. No,
breast up.
Oh, breast up. I thought you said dressed up.
Gonna dress you up in my duck.
So now I'm like, I can't stop looking at it because I want to like just free all the people from stepping on it because I just know
somebody's
going to
step. Yeah, kids are walking, not paying attention to nothing. Yeah.
Oh my God, it was so horrible. And so that's a really short story because I was scarred for life and I can't stop seeing it in my head. And that's my whole story.
She figured if she talked about it, maybe a little therapy would help her.
Yeah, but it didn't. And I didn't have a whole lot of time to think of a wow. So there's my wow.
You take your pain and you make other people feel better.
That's right.
Because it will make Karen Hamamoto Beavis feel better if you tell her what kind of duck it was.
It was a mallard.
And can you give me a duck call? Her duck call used to be, hey, mallard.
Oh, yeah. Hey, mallard, 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 mallard. I totally forgot.
Oh, sorry about your psychological damage.
Thank you.
Craziness, though.
Sure.
Okay.
Speaking of psychological damage, I think it's a good segue for mine. Do you want to wrap it up?
Yes.
Do you mind?
Yeah, go ahead. Mine's a...
Okay. Yeah. So my well of wisdom, my wow, is always true crime. And true crime rule number 25 this week is, hey, killers, wear a helmet. this is why. So a disproportionate amount of serial killers have traumatic brain injury. So, you know, with, let's say, sports or whatever, a lot of athletes who have had brain injuries that went untreated or multiple concussions, that sort of thing, have a higher rate of domestic violence and abuse. And so that is a thing. But brain trauma, and I'm telling you, it's not like, oh, if you have brain trauma, you're going to become a serial killer.
Right.
No. Yeah. It's if you are already a serial killer, and we go back and see what happened to you in your terrible, awful life, over 50% of male serial killers have a traumatic brain injury.
Mm.
It's crazy. So when they get the trauma to the brain, whether it's from abuse from a parent or a partner or, you know, just getting hit in the head with a swing at a playground while you're stalking, the brain trauma can disrupt the part of the brain that has empathy and impulse control. And not just it can, it does. And so don't do it.
Uh-huh.
Wear a helmet. Mm-hmm. Take care of your noodle and be kind to others. That nice. Is my like true just, crime rule. Wear a helmet.
Yeah. I'd like to just give a little bit more on that. That's so funny that you should be talking about that, because I was talking to Candina, who was our guest on our fifth episode, Lay Your Hands on Me, and she's the one whose sister Nori has a brain injury. And she said that it's been actually proven that people with brain injuries have a tendency to become more of whatever they were before. So, like, Nori happens to be the most loving. Yeah. She likes to kiss your hand. She likes to tell you how much she loves you. She likes to say, I pray for you, because she's always been such a pleasant soul.
Mm-hmm.
And her brain injury just made her more of that. So it could also possibly be
have
that,
a good effect.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah. But
like some drugs, it accentuates what you already have within
thank you.
You.
That's exactly yes. what I was going to say.
That's so with interesting.
I haven't looked this up and I don't know, but it could, the brain injury could accentuate the bad parts
absolutely.
Of some yeah. serial killers and stuff like that.
Yeah,
too. No so doubt. That is really interesting.
Very few of them had a healthy, nurturing upbringing and,
right.
and all that other stuff. So it probably just unleashed the beast,
yeah.
so to speak. That is very interesting, yeah. and thank you for your input. Uh-huh. That's my wow.
Well, wow. and also, I just want to add a little bit to it. They're finding out now that through football players and stuff, some football players have gone off the rails and mm-hmm. you've gotten that mainly they kill themselves.
Yeah, lots of suicide.
And so they're asking the families, can we analyze their brains,
yeah,
and look at their brains. So they're finding stuff out about that too. That from hitting heads so many times and this and that.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
I'm glad we're taking care of that, taking it seriously.
Yeah, that's a great wow. I
thank
liked
you.
It. Wow.
Wow.
Wear your helmet.
All right, guys. You know, I'm the rock and roll part of the show, but mine's a little bit of rock and roll and
a little bit country,
Hollywood,
Donny Marie,
a little bit of Hollywood and rock and roll come together to make a little fun, but. Back in 1989, Christina Applegate was dating Brad Pitt for a bit.
Ooh.
Yes. This was kind of the height of her married with children fame, so mm-hmm. she was pretty well known. He was just coming, an up-and-coming kind of guy. He wasn't really that famous yet. Mm-hmm. So they step out. They went to the 1989 VMA Awards, you know, and they
video
were there.
Video Music Awards.
The Video Music Awards, yeah. So they're there. That's where the music comes in. So, you know, she was there. Well, she ended up ditching Brad that night. Oh. For a little somebody else. And you guys have any guesses on who she stepped out with?
Johnny Depp.
John Bonham was with the same person for a long time. It was Sebastian Bach.
Sebastian Bach.
No. Shut up. I just totally made that up out of nowhere.
She stepped
so
out.
So much beautiful blonde hair.
She did. She ditched Brad Pitt for Sebastian Bach.
Well, I would too.
But
I heard he's stinky.
I wouldn't. Brad or
uh-huh,
Sebastian?
Brad. I heard he doesn't.
He's not a showerer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smell goes a long way.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, for both of them, it was fine. Their careers went on. They both turned out to be okay. Except for poor Christina Applegate is just really suffering from the MS now.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
really, it's hitting her fast. And even like she says, you know, like this, I didn't expect it to hit me this fast. She's now wheelchair bound.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And just God bless her. But, well, you know, that's what you get for ditching the pit.
No.
She's such a talent.
Yeah, she is such a talent.
No, she's a great, beautiful
absolutely.
Gal.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
I thought, well, that's kind of a cool one because it brings a little bit of the music
that
in the
room. I seriously pulled
but
that
good,
out
good
of my
guess.
Ass.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's probably who you'd have left with.
Yeah. I was trying to think of who was big at the time. So.
Well, and how crazy that they have these two Hollywood types that are in a band or anything
right.
like Jared Leto or anything.
Going
he wasn't even around then. He probably wasn't even born.
Yeah.
So they go there and it's just like. They just were invited because they're hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Beautiful people.
That happens
she's like,
to me all the time.
She's yeah, like, hey, what are you doing tonight, Pitt? And he's like, I don't know. Come to the VMAs with me.
Right.
And then she's like, later.
And then yeah. she's like, you're kind of stinky and a little bit arrogant.
Yeah.
Right.
But I can go touch that long, beautiful, smelly man over there.
No, he doesn't smell.
No, he doesn't. Brad he smells like.
How do we know?
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, greasy.
He just doesn't.
Sweaty guy.
Right.
Okay. But that's my wow.
That was awesome. Quack, quack. Oh, I said clack. It was a cluck. You guys, thank you again for listening to another show. We wanted to say that we are going to do one of our discoveries on the 26th, which is a Wednesday, 5 p.m. at the Arsenal. What's it called?
Rocky Mountain Arsenal.
Rocky Mountain Arsenal.
Uh-huh.
So we will give all the details out on the Facebook page. That is next week. So the 26th of June, 5 p.m. So meet us there, and we will have so much fun walking around with the wildlife. Bring a picnic basket.
Like Yogi.
Yeah.
And if you are a Patreon person, we'll give you the date that we schedule the bubble event and experience. Uh-huh. We did the Black Box Bakery today. It's going to be the summer of discovery. We're going to do all kinds of fun and neat things. We love to take your input and advice and constructive criticism, and also financial donations.
Yeah.
Join our Patreon page on our website, which is goodwitch-badwitch.com. And
that's all.
That's all, folks. Oh, nope, different tagline. Stay witchy, my friends.
Stay bitchy.
Oh, no! Must be the season of